Now we come to chapter 23, and the young man is getting ready to graduate from college, from the School of Wisdom. And I think that we'll have a graduation ceremony when we get over at the end of chapter 24. But now here in chapter 23 that we come to, we have this word given in the first three verses. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider well who is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Well, I can put it in very commonplace language. Don't make a pig of yourself when you're invited out to eat. And especially if you're invited in a place and you find out that there's put before you gourmet food and the type you're not accustomed to eat, well, don't make a little pig of yourself. In fact, it would be better, he says, that you cut your throat rather than to make a pig of yourself. In other words, be temperate in all things. Use moderation, self-control, even when you eat. And they found out, at least they say they have, that this compulsion to eat on the part of some folk is not real hunger, but it's a psychological factor. A man under great tension, a man that's uptight. In other words, when you go to a meal, be relaxed and enjoy it, but don't make a pig of yourself. That is the whole thought there. Now, verse 4 and 5. This is all very practical. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. And you probably notice that there is an eagle on our dollar. And believe me, that eagle will take off if you're not very careful and fly away. And I find out on my dollars that that eagle takes off all the time. But you can't depend on riches. And the whole thought here is this. There's nothing wrong in being rich. And there's nothing wrong in working to be rich. But don't make that the goal of life. Don't make wealth the very object of your heart. Some men just have a lust, a thirst, it's covetousness, just to want to make the almighty dollar, and that is their God. Now, he says you're not to do that as a child of God. I had many years ago in a church I served back east a man that was a wealthy man, and he always put it like this. He said, I do not make money for the sake of money. I make money for what it can do. And he says, and I make it now. I didn't at first. I made it at first for what it could do for me. Now, he says, I make it for what it can do for God. Now, actually, there was nothing wrong in making it to do for himself in those early days, because there's nothing wrong in a man becoming wealthy. The thing is that when that becomes the overweening desire of the heart, and that's covetousness, and actually that's modern idolatry. And on Sunday, you don't find many people worshiping idols. But here in Southern California, on Monday morning, these freeways fill up with men and women. On the way to work, they worship the almighty dollar, and they're out after it. I had a church in downtown Los Angeles in the financial district, and there were certain men, in fact, there were certain Christian men. They were more zealous in coming down on Monday morning and watch that stock market open than they were Sunday morning in coming to church. In fact, I met a man one time. I hadn't seen him in church in several weeks, and Monday morning, he was on the way down to a broker to where the stock market's on display. And he met me. He was very cordial. He told me what he's going to do. And I said, well, we've been missing you at church. He said, well, you know, I haven't felt well. Well, that's interesting. He didn't feel well enough to come to church. But his God, really, the one he worshiped, he was able to worship that one. That's covetousness. And that's what he's talking about here. And that's a false god, because that false god's an eagle that'll fly away any time, and you'll never see that again.